This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you know someone who stayed up all night last night, they might have just been waiting in line to buy a PlayStation 4. Sony's latest video game console drops today. And a week from today, Microsoft's console, the Xbox One, will get its release. But even though there's been a ton of gamer anticipation for the new consoles, there may be even more for the parent companies. Both tech giants are hoping their latest gadgets go way beyond gaming. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Earlier this year, Microsoft gave the public a sneak peek at its Xbox One. Morningstar analyst Rodney Nelson says the way company executives talked about the new device was revealing.
This is something where you can have every application you could want, be it TV, movies, music, and oh, by the way, we have a great lineup of games to go along with them.
Makes sense. Video game sales are down. Consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers says they fell from nearly $30 billion in 2008 to $25 billion last year. Frost & Sullivan analyst Dan Rayburn says the challenge for the companies is enticing non-gamers to buy the consoles. But Rayburn says it's a tough sell if all you want is Netflix and Hulu.
You can get those through connected TVs. You don't even have to buy an additional box. Most new connected TVs come with all this built in.
Rayburn says when you consider that PlayStation is being sold for $399 and Xbox One at $499, it's even harder to imagine the video game consoles will be must-have staples. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.